93% of all performance sources will get this. Do you have any idea what it is? Hey, horse lovers, welcome back to another episode of Horses Inside and Out with Wit's Therapy. I'm your host, Wit, and didn't anyone guess it? Well, it is ulcers. Something that if you're in the performance horse is at all, you have probably experienced this at least once in your life. I know I have. And if you follow me very regularly, you know that I'm taking a nutrition course. And this week I had to do a project on feed, and I did it on feeding for ulcers, because something that happens to a lot of people, and sometimes some horses are just prone to it, but there are things we can do to help our horses feel their best and to prevent this from happening, because 93% is a lot of horses that experience this issue. So ulcers can have signs like poor body condition, attitude change, decreased performance, stress, poor appetite. It can even present as low-grade colic or just kind of dullness in general. I find that attitude is a lot of my clients, the ones that aren't seeming to be themselves. Ulcers are usually the first things that comes to my mind. It isn't always like that, but it usually is the first thing I think of when I hear some of those symptoms. So, what is ulcers? Basically, a horse's stomach can become very acidic depending on all sorts of factors that I won't get into right now. But anyways, chewing produces saliva, and saliva will help buffer that acid in their stomach so it doesn't hurt the lining of their stomach. So one thing I realized, I couldn't actually believe this when I read it in a study they did, that feeding a forage compared to feeding concentrates. So if you fed the same amount, let's say we fed 2.2 pounds of a grain or concentrate or 2.2 pounds of a forage like hay. So the horse would chew the grain about 850 times, and then it'd take them about 10 minutes to eat. And then the forage, the hay, they would chew it the same weight 3,400 times and take 40 minutes to eat that. So if you're thinking of getting more saliva in them for buffering for their stomach, it is way easier on their stomach to feed hay than to feed a grain or concentrate or starch of some kind. So it's just a little food for thought that hay is the main thing they should be getting with a horse like ulcers. And then if they need a little an oil or fat, I'm not trying to adjust your whole feed program. I'm just, that fat kind of blew my mind. So I thought I'd share it with you. And another thing that I think we all need to think about is their digestive system was evolved and created for how a horse would be in the wild. So, and in the wild, they would graze 14 to 18 hours out of the day. So they're used to pretty much constant feed throughout the day. It may not be a lot, but just having that constant feed. So in their feeding program, maybe feeding them once a day isn't the best idea when their stomach and their digestive tract is meant to basically eat almost all day. So it's just something to kind of have in the back of your mind to maybe do smaller meals and more spread out through the day. Or if they get to be on pasture, that's even better. Or we have them now have a slow feed hay net that I actually quite like, and my horses have been doing really, really good on, actually. And it kind of entertains them. It's really funny to watch my one young one go after it. He almost thinks it's like a game. And he tries to get as much through the little hole as he can. So it's pretty funny to watch. And that's just some of the things that I think you can do. There's other ways too. These are just a few points to go through. And also in the type of hay, actually, if you're feeding for ulcers, alfalfa hay is better than just a grass hay. And I will tell you why. And you maybe won't want to feed straight alfalfa, because that is going to be, can be very rich and can get a hot horse quite hot. But anyways, the reason for it is the amount of calcium and protein that is in an alfalfa hay compared to a grass hay. And both those things will buffer that stomach acid, again, is what we're trying to do. So those are just a few tips and tricks that I found in a couple of my readings that maybe will... It's just some food for thought when feeding your horse. But I hope you guys have a great day. And if you liked what you heard here, follow my podcast. And if you want to see more of me, go check me out on Wits Therapy on Facebook and Instagram. Okay, bye guys.